Despite extraordinary security measures around Philadelphia's Independence Mall for the visit by the Pope, two museums will stay open during the weekend of September 25th, the National Museum of American Jewish History and the National Constitution Center. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the Constitution Center will feature an exhibition explaining the creation of religious liberty.
Did our founding fathers base the new nation on religious ideals? According to historical documents assembled at the National Constitution Center, the answer is yes and no. It's complicated. 9 of the 13 colonies restricted voting, military service, and sometimes even property ownership to people of a particular religion. In Pennsylvania, the charter was slightly more liberal, allowing followers of any religion to participate in political life as long as they at least believed in Jesus Christ. So when James Madison came up with the radical idea that people have the right to worship according to, quote, the dictates of conscience, that rubbed states the wrong way.
Just a profound tension between this tradition of colonial established churches and this new belief, this radical belief, you're absolutely right to call it a radical belief, coming from the Enlightenment, that the right to worship God according to the dictates of conscience is an unalienable individual right, and that's completely inconsistent with the idea of established churches.
Rosen says the notion of an established religion took a long time to shake off. He points to early drafts of the First Amendment, which shows the Senate trying to weaken the language of religious liberty.
The Senate is still trying to hedge its bets when it's drafting the Establishment Clause and says, Congress shall make no law establishing articles of faith or a mode of worship. It doesn't actually want to ban a federal establishment, but the House wants to unequivocally say you cannot have a federal established church.
The Religious Liberty exhibit will be open until January. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.